It's a great day to stay at Motel 6. It's our need. May I make a reservation for you?
I was just talking to you.
And what room were you in, sir?
My cell phone just died. The heat's coming up now, and the urine is starting to stink in here.
What room are you in? No, there's no one in 211.
Well, then I must be in a different room. I'm not really too sure. Let me get up and look at the door. Wait a minute. Here's my... I know I'm on the second floor. Oh, there's stink in here now. It's all over the heater. I just turned the light on. Oh, God. Lenita, you got to get another room for me and bring up some ammonia. I'm not sure. You know, now I can't open the door. He jammed the door shut or something. There's something in this door here. I can't open the door. I'm in here. I can't open the door.
Do you have a receipt, sir, that'll say what room you're in?
There's something in the door on the outside, and I can't get the door open.
Okay, sir, what's your name?
And it stinks in here.
Good
God! Oh!
What is your name, sir?
I got to go in the bathroom and close the door because the heat's coming up and the urine stink is too strong.
Okay, so what is your name? What is your name?
Philip.
Philip what?
Are you trying to look up my room number?
Yes.
Yeah, well, it's going to be under my company name. It's Curtis Circulation. Curtis. Could you turn the heat up down there? Hello?
We don't have no control over the heat down here, sir. You have all the control in there. And there's no one under that.
I'm just going to sit down and I'm going to relax because I'm getting excited, and the more excited I get, the more I'm breathing in his urine.
What's the name of your company?
Curtis.
Curtis what?
Curtis Lee Circulation.
Okay, that's not even in here.
Well, I'm not too... The marketing department makes all these sales trips for us, so it's either that or it's the name of the marketing director, which is Lenice. Oh, God, I don't know her last name. Look, I know I'm on the second door. I'm just going to tap on the door, and when he walks by, he'll hear me. I'm tapping on the door. I'm going to throw
up.
Okay,
sir, when did you check in?
It was, yesterday was New Year's. I'm not even sure.
Did you check in the room or who? Because I cannot help you if you can't tell me what room you're in.
Well, I could
Hello?
Tell you what room I'm in. I just can't get the door open because there's something on the outside that's wedged under the, you know, in the car, you know, in the door, the bottom of the door. There's like something there that's preventing me from opening the door.
Did you check in the room yourself?
I did. It was this morning because yesterday was New Year's. I arrived this morning from New Orleans.
This morning around
Curtis Lee Circulation and Lenice Beckett, that's her name. It might be Lenice Beckett. Beckett. Oh, the urine stench in here is overwhelming. Ugh! Good God! I got to find this heat. Hold on. It's got to go down. Oh.
No one here about it.
Fucking heat.
He don't know. He said he can't open the door. And what time this morning did you check in, sir?
Uh, around the heat.
Around what time did you check in? Around what time did you check in?
It was a little after 9, I think. I'm in the bathroom now. I can't even walk out in the other room because the urine is... It stinks so bad. I think there's a fog developing in the room.
Sir, do you have your receipt? Because I don't know what room.
It's in my wallet, and it's on the night next to the bed, and I'm not... The cloud of urine is...
Cloudy?
It's just too... Oh. I have very sensitive sinuses.
Oh. Well, can you hold, like, a wet towel over your face and just call me from the room so I can know what room you're in?
The towels are soiled. I had to use them or something before I went to sleep. Oh.
Well, sir, I can't help you if I don't know what room you're in. You got to give me your room number.
Well, I'm tapping on the wall.
That's not helping me.
You hear me? Well, when the security guard walks by, he's going to hear the tap, and then he can take whatever obstruction is in that door out so I can open the door and get some air in here. But, oh, you know, it's so thick. It's like in my mouth, and I don't know what that guy ate. It smells like asparagus.
Okay, is there anybody else's name the room could be under? Because there's no...
Oh, it's Lynette Bennett. Lanise Benedict or
there's
Curtis Lee Circulation or Curtis Lee Jones.
Don't. There's nobody here by that name either.
Oh, the reek is incredible. It's an incredible stench building up in here.
Okay,
now.
Sir, how are you in the room and I don't know what name is under, sir?
I couldn't tell you. I mean, I have my key, and I know I have my receipt because it's in my day timer, but that's over by the other side of the room.
I don't understand how you're
totally passing out here with the stench of the urine and the heat and the lack of a ventilation and the obstruction in the door and my sinuses are all blocked up with the urine, and it tastes like I just drank a cup of That's how bad it is.
Do you think you cannot open the door or what?
There's something on the outside of the door on the bottom of the floor, and I push and I pull, and I can't get it to move.
You think you cannot open the door?
No, I can't open the door. When he closed the door, there's something he did to the door to prevent me from walking out after him, I guess. So he came in, he took a pee in the corner, on the heater, blocked the door, I can't leave, and I didn't know that till after I called you, because I wasn't about to chase him.
Well, right now, do you think can you open the door so that he...
No. No, I'm tapping on the door. I'm tapping, so you can hear me and take the thing out of the door, whatever's obstructing it.
Hello?